Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. We take pride in treating every customer like family, because that's what has kept us around for generations.
Right now, drive home a new 2025 Subaru Outback for 1.9% for up to 72 months.
Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/25.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in another hour of Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Happy Wednesday to you as December is here, just about 3.5 weeks left in 2024. And boy, what a way to end the year in the world of sports, as we've got all sorts of college basketball in full swing. Some great games coming up here tonight and this weekend. Baylor and UConn going at it right now in Storrs, Connecticut there. Baylor up 23-20 with about 7.5 to go in the first half. The whole ACC-SEC challenge in full effect, as we saw the SEC just own the ACC last night. 9-1 the SEC went. If it wasn't for Clemson beating Kentucky, boy, they'd have gotten shut out. Would have been a perfect 10-0 sweep by the SEC. But tonight, I think it might go a little more difficult here for these SEC teams. Auburn at Cameron Indoor taking on Duke coming up later, and then Alabama just down the road taking on North Carolina in a total that is laughable at 174.5. And I think it's even been bet up higher now to close to 176 and a half. So expecting some fireworks in that game. But my goodness, what a night in college basketball we have. We've got plenty of games in the NBA as the group stage of the NBA Cup is now come and gone, and the quarterfinals is what is going to be next on tap. But in the meantime, plenty of games coming up here tonight, bottom of the hour, in fact, which is when we'll see Detroit and the Celtics go at it at TD Garden there in Boston. The Pacers, we talked about them a little bit earlier, with Adam Kaufman, not good. Not a great start to the season. Three consecutive losses by double digits. They're at the Barclays Center. They got absolutely smoked by Toronto last night. Second of a back-to-back, but the Nets have been shorthanded. And no Cam Thomas. Very hard for me to look at this Nets team to think that they have enough scoring power. Pacers have the depth. They certainly have the shooting. I think this is kind of a situation in which I think there's going to be some urgency on this Pacers team here tonight. I'd be looking to back them in this spot. And then, of course, the Miami Heat, welcome back. LeBron James, rocking chair and all. Looks like the Heat laying about 3, 3.5 now as the money is rolling in on Miami. And I could only believe that is because Jimmy Butler is going to be going for the Miami Heat here tonight, as he missed the last game for them, but he is listed as probable with Jovic and Kevin Love. Austin Reeves out again for the Lakers, and it has not been a good stretch here. Last 7-8 games for them, only 2 wins, multiple losses by double digits. LeBron James not able to hit water if he fell out of a boat. I would also keep a close eye on this Hawks and Bucks game. I think there's plenty of value here on the Milwaukee Bucks here tonight. Why? Well, Milwaukee did what they needed to do last night, finished off a perfect 4-0 run in the NBA Cup. And now, of course, but you beat Detroit. So let's not get crazy here. And the reason why I think Atlanta is still undervalued is Atlanta has gotten very healthy over the last week and a half. And the market hasn't fully adjusted on them just yet. And call me crazy, I think there is some value here in this game looking at backing the Atlanta Hawks, getting, looks about 4.5 right now, maybe even 5. No doubt, Milwaukee playing much better than how it all started in the beginning of the year, but I would keep an eye on this. I do think that Atlanta has plenty of value with this team as constructed that everyone still thinks is the Atlanta Hawks. Oh, they don't play any defense. They're no good. Look at them over the last week and a half. They've done a great, great job. Why? Because they got their scoring and their top defenders back in that lineup. I never like Lillard and Giannis and Doc Rivers on the second of a back-to-back. I do think the Hawks have plenty of value in this game here tonight. That is coming up the top of next hour. And then, of course, we've got NFL Week 14 coming up, kicking off tomorrow night with a big one, right? You got Green Bay taking on Detroit. And that is how we're going to kick off the Week 14 slate in a rematch of a game we saw back in, early on, if I'm not mistaken, back in October, we had seen this game. The Packers, unfortunately, did not win that game. And I remember that because I was actually on the Packers. What we did get was a backbreaking Jordan Love pick 6 in the second quarter in that game. And that was really what turned it, as the Lions were able to take advantage 24-14. They were on the road. That was in Lambeau, but Green Bay outgained Detroit. They had more first downs. They had more total yards. They had more yards per play. However, Detroit didn't lose the turnover margin, and that was really the difference there. I believe Romeo Doubs poised to make his return tomorrow after missing last week's game with a concussion. Jordan Love, who when they played the first go around, had a groin injury, if you remember, and his mobility was certainly compromised. He seems to be getting closer to 100%. And to me, my big question with Detroit, and by the way, both teams have had a little bit of time here because they played on Thanksgiving. My question here with Detroit is how many more defensive injuries can they sustain here, especially in the front 7? Aiden Hutchinson out, Marcus Davenport, John Kaminsky, Kyle Pecco already out. Awunzie, you got Paschal, DJ Reader, all questionable for this game. Not to mention, they lost their captain, their linebacker, Alex Anzalone, has already been put on IR. Malcolm Rodriguez, who was supposed to be his replacement, tore his ACL last week. So, I mean, that is a ton of defensive injuries for key guys on this Lions team that prior to those injuries was elite when it came to stopping the run. I don't know that they're going to be elite anymore. And I can tell you this, the way Josh Jacobs has been running for Green Bay, I would expect a lot of Josh Jacobs, and I would expect some of those warts to grow pretty big here for the Detroit team on that side of the ball. Now, if I'm Matt LaFleur, I want to play keep away as much as possible, because the less that Detroit offense is on the field, the better it is. But LaFleur, keep in mind, one of the most profitable coaches as an underdog in his career. 24-12 against the number, 20-16 straight up as a dog as well. I think if you can still get that hook, if it's available at 3.5, I think that's a play, but you'd be crazy not to sprinkle a little something on that money line as well, because I do believe the Packers are a live dog to win that game.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Game outright tomorrow night to kick off Week 14 in the NFL. We got much more on that when Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Start there, Colby. Pleasure to see you, brother. I've been going at it with the producers here. I took UConn here tonight. They're on Baylor. It is a coin flip if I've seen it. That's the way it's playing out right now here. It's kind of hard to go against UConn at home, I thought. And I get it, no Caravan, but doesn't look like Baylor's got their full complement either. How did you approach this game?
Yeah, my thing is, like, I just thought UConn has just looked awful this year. So, you know, which is rare. This is like a California condor in the wild where you get eyes on it. You know what I mean? So, I think this is an opportunity to jump on on Baylor here, mainly just because I think they're more athletic right now. I think UConn, as much as Danny Hurley's a good coach, and I'm sure as he continues to whine, he'll get more calls. That was my favorite from the presser in Hawaii. He was like, we won back-to-back championships. How are we not getting more calls? You got to be good. And I feel like those two teams were fire. And this year's team, I thought they kind of struck out a little bit in the portal some. So I went with the more athletic team. I know Baylor's a little more battle-tested too. Baylor's already played at Gonzaga and took on St. John's, took on a slew of other teams. So I just went with the team that I thought was a little more battle-tested and also just more talented this year. I think Baylor's just a better roster.
Going to be interesting. I usually don't like to bet on Coach Drew there until January because he usually figures it out right after the turn of the year. And then Baylor is always a bet on spot here. But it's interesting. We were talking earlier. We got a lot of the ACC playing the SEC this year. We were talking about how the challenge, it always used to be Big Ten and ACC, right? But I'm watching last night. Miami is trash. All of the ACC, if it wasn't for Clemson last night, they'd have gotten swept 10-0 by these SEC teams. And tonight you got two. Boy, I got to see something from Duke and North Carolina. They got to represent because if Auburn and Alabama handle their business tonight, the ACC's got issues here, Colby.
I think they do have issues, and I think it starts with coaching, and maybe it's just a trickle down from the football money. I don't know what, but when you look at the SEC, I think the SEC is actually the best. You know, I think the past couple of years it's been the Big 12, but I think the SEC is the best basketball conference this year. They're dominating the non-con, especially the ACC and the Big 12 in the head-to-heads. And you look at the coaching, whether it's Rick Barnes, who I know has his tournament problems, but he normally wins 25 games a year, I feel like, in the regular season, or 22, 23, 24. And then you look elsewhere, Chris Beard they brought in. Remember, Louisville almost had him a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Beard remembered that when they went toe-to-toe. But all around the whole conference, Nate Oates done an unbelievable job with the Alabama program. Bruce Pearl, has done great at both Tennessee and Auburn. And really, Chris Jans at Mississippi State, I think, is a good coach. But the Buzz Williams at A&M, and you looking at the coaching is just better to me in the SEC, and also obviously the athleticism, and I think that's a result of the dollar bills directly. But you look at the ACC, and Roy Williams retired, Coach K retired, Tony Bennett retired. Losing those guys, the pedigree, the teams aren't playing as well. So I think they have major problems as a conference right now. But I do think tonight's interesting. I think Duke will win this one for them. I think Duke against Auburn, the fact that Auburn's coming back from that great trip in Hawaii, and then they got to go to Cameron Indoor Stadium where these nerds have been, camping out for a week. Know what I mean? So I feel like we're in a good spot. I know that line that was at 2 today. It's at 3.5, I think, right now. But I still think Duke with that stadium and Auburn, they've looked phenomenal. They look like the best team in the country right now, but they have had some close calls. Go back to that Houston game against Houston.
Yep.
And then the opener there in Maui. So I just think, you continue to challenge yourself. You're due for regression at some point. Cameron Indoor Stadium is one of the hardest places to win. I think Duke also coming off the loss there to Kansas. I guess that was 2 games ago because they got a mid-major there in between. But I still I think this is a good spot for Duke to catch them.
How good is Florida? Because I've been pretty impressed with what I've seen. Now they got to take on a Tony Bennett-less Virginia team. I mean, I'm not running a window to lay 17, but I also would not be shocked at all if they absolutely blow the doors off. And much like we've already saw, right, in the Bahamas, Tennessee, St. John's, absolutely. Virginia's still good against the mid-majors and the lesser programs, but we've seen what the big boys can do in Florida. Boy, they got some big boys there that can all shoot the three and they can all grab their rebounds. And I think Virginia's in trouble here, man.
Yeah, I for the whole season, I think they're in trouble. They had some Tony Bennett quits a week before the season or 10 days before the season. A couple guys hit the portal. They just lack talent and athleticism. Those teams, that 2019 team that got incredibly lucky that won the national championship, they had NBA guys on that roster. This one, I look around and they don't. And one of the other things is they don't have the in-game coaching that Tony Bennett provides, which I think is very pivotal. When you're playing, night in, night out, I still think they have kind of the triple option approach to compare it to football, where they try to limit possessions, draw out the clock, almost running a four corners offense, so to speak. I think it's a big number. I didn't actually personally bet this one, but Florida is another one where I think they've had such a good season. They're just due for kind of a letdown spot. But I do think Florida is just there's no way they're going to lose this game. So yeah, you may be right on the Gator side of this one.
Yeah, well, the Gator win, if I can get Virginia to 55-60, I think the Gators will give me enough to get over this 133 number. I think it's a little bit low, even for Virginia.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Virginia. All right, a couple of games I want to get to with you here coming up. I want to talk about Kansas and Creighton. And don't look now, but somebody told you about Oregon a couple of weeks ago. Wouldn't you know it? Taking on Musselman and USC tonight. We'll talk more about it here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in, and like a mountain hawk, Colby Dant back for another round with us here, and it's always a pleasure to get to hang out with Colby talking some college basketball here. All right, let's talk about the number one team in the country coming up tonight. They'll have their hands full against Creighton. Should be a good one here. I keep going back and forth. Kansas currently number one team in the country. I want to bet the over in this one, but what do you think we're going to get here with Creighton at home taking on Kansas?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming this line, Ryan Cockbrenner, who scored like 49 points, I think, like what in a game, I think in the past 2 weeks. He's a game time decision. Now the line kind of tells me, I think, that he's playing. But it's a little weary. Just if he doesn't play, like you should not take Creighton at all. But I think he's going to play, and I think the line is telling you that. So I will. Creighton historically has been amazing at home, and Bill Self in Kansas, they're sitting there 7-0. They're normally good to drop one non-con game a year, be it whoever it may be. But I think it's a spot. They have Missouri on deck, which is an old Big Eight rivalry that they don't play that often anymore. So I'm going to say Cockbrenner plays. I'm going to say Creighton gets it done. Creighton has struggled this season. The whole Big East has struggled this season. But really, to me, at home, they lost to Nebraska and Fred Hoiberg recently. And I think this is just a get-right spot, beat the number one team in the nation. This historically has been an unbelievable home court advantage for Creighton. I think they dial back into that juju there, but Cockbrenner's got to play. I mean, I could really lose this wager if he's not playing, or if he gives it a little bit of a go and he's dinged up after a couple minutes. I don't see how they can stay close with them. So you definitely need Cockbrenner, but I think Creighton at home behind that crowd, they get it done.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like now or never here. This would be a much bigger game, I think, for Creighton than it is for Kansas at this particular point. First real true road game here for Kansas. And then, of course, late night. I've been preaching this team for all season long. Dana Altman has himself a legit Elite Eight, maybe even Final Four style team here. They'll be taking on USC, their old rivals. Remember that Pac-12 days? Boy, those were good times, weren't they? Listen, the Trojans in a couple of years, give Musselman some time. This is going to be back to a top-end program in no time. I love Musselman. But I just look at this Oregon size, the way Dana Altman has got these kids playing. This feels like if it was anybody other than their rival USC over the years, I would say maybe a letdown. I don't know how much of a letdown we're going to get here tonight, but I do love this Oregon team moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I was on the Ducks against Alabama as well. And, they've been super impressive so far this year, with the exception of that game against Portland, against Little Brother. But I do think... I like kind of fading a lot of these teams coming off those big tournament wins, whether it was Maui, whether it was, I tend to circle the ones in Maui and like Cancun and Atlantis a little bit more, but I still think Oregon was coming off that NIL one in Vegas, coming back, taking on USC. And if you have, I live in Los Angeles. So if you haven't checked out these games are empty, like these, especially in the beginning part of the season. So it is a sleepy environment. I almost think that can be a somewhat of a home court advantage for you when it's sleepy and you're not, I'm going into LA. We're not playing UCLA. I think USC, I thought the line was way off in this one. I thought this should have been like a 9 or 10 point spread. It's 5.5. Made me weary. Made me think that maybe Oregon is sleepwalking into this one. So I went with the Trojans in the points, but I understand your logic. Oregon's been a way better team this year. I think they are going to be a way better team this year. It's really just the spot, I think.
Can you explain the Texas NC State line? Texas best defense in the country, only laying 2 on the road. This feels trappish to me. No, Colby?
I'm with you 100% here. NC State, the line, is a little confusing. It's basically telling you to take NC State, in my opinion, with the way that home court advantage is. Give me the Wolfpack there to get it done against the Longhorns.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a good, that might be a good outright dog here tonight to hop on there. Don't understand the line at all. Colby, outstanding, flying like an eagle as always here, my man. Always a pleasure to see you. Enjoy the games here tonight. We'll talk to you again as Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on this Wednesday. I can't believe December is here. So is week 14 of the NFL season, as we've got a big Thursday night battle coming up tomorrow between, two teams that, quite honestly, in the NFC side of things, we'll be seeing them again in the playoffs, and that's Green Bay taking on Detroit. Brady Cannon stepping in, joining us here, and gotta love this game here, Brady. We saw it once already. And Detroit handled business at Lambeau, although the box score tells a different story. They got outgained. They got less first downs, but they were able to get that pick six, and that was kind of the difference. I'm worried about this defensive side of Detroit. How many more damn injuries can they deal with, Brady, before, I don't know, one team who can run the ball, and I don't know anybody running it better right now than Josh Jacobs in Green Bay. This could be a tough one here for Detroit. What do you think?
Well, you bring up a couple of great points, Joe. You mentioned the pick six in that last ball game, a 10-point victory for the Detroit Lions. So without that random occurrence, it's a 3-point game, right? And here we have a 3.5-point spread. It opened up 4.5. Now it's come down to 3.5. Yep. That's where I made it. I thought maybe they were opening it up 4.5 because in protection, they figure the Lions have become a public team. They're making people money. And I think you're paying a tax on the Lions these days with them blowing teams out. I mean, the Titans, the Jaguars, some of these wins, they've been averaging a margin of victory of over 40 points. So I think there's a little bit of a premium you're paying for the Detroit Lions right now. And I thought that's maybe why it opened up at 4.5. Now, when I crunch my first set of numbers here, I come out 5.5. But all this is maybe a moot point with the injuries you talk about on defense. And we saw the Chicago Bears light them up in that second half on Thanksgiving. They really should have lost that game outright. Chicago just found a way to mess that thing up. And unbelievably, the Lions hang on not only for a season here that only has one blemish and a loss to Tampa Bay, but for all those circa survivors players on Thanksgiving that nearly thought they were going to lose with the Detroit Lions that day. So, this line has a lot of different factors. And I think if I'm Green Bay or I'm wanting to back Green Bay and I'm getting more than a field goal, if I'm getting that 3.5 or 4, that's probably the direction I go. I think that 10 points in the last game is a little bit misleading. Detroit, we keep saying it week in and week out. When are they ever going to slip? Well, they did slip in the second half against Chicago. And now physically on paper, they are beaten up as well. So there's more reason than just a situational, you know, collapse here that might lead them to slip. It's physical in nature with some injuries on the defensive side of the ball. So I'd probably lean with the Green Bay Packers here and the points if I could get better than a field goal, which you can readily available right now.
Yeah, the hook, I guess I don't see this going the other way. I think Romeo Doubs is back, too. They'll have their full complement. And if Josh Jacobs keeps running the way he's running, those injuries are going to come into play there for Detroit. Let me take you to Sunday night, then. We got Thursday night. What about Sunday night? Because your Chargers, hell of a bounce back win there against Kirk Cousins, who was apparently wearing a Charger uniform. But now they got the Chiefs. And what am I to make? Is this Chargers defense good? Are they lucky? Like, what am I? The offense is kind of stagnant here. It's kind of slowed down a little bit. But what am I to make of this Chargers team here going on the road?
Well, great questions. I mean, the defense has certainly not looked the part when they have faced good offenses like the Baltimore Ravens and like the Cincinnati Bengals. That was not the same defense that we've seen limit everybody to 13 points, everybody being the Titans and the, you know, the Jaguars and these teams that they have played leading up to those games against Cincinnati and Baltimore, where they played some real deal offenses. And I thought we were going to see something similar against Atlanta. On top of that, it was an awful spot for them to come off of that very emotional game, you know, the Harbaugh Bowl, and to go across the country and take on a Falcons team that was coming out of a bye week. Everything absolutely set up there for Atlanta. And I think it says a lot about Raheem Morris and the lack of, you know, coaching that he brings to the table. When you come out of and your quarterback throws four interceptions and your field goal kicker misses the first attempt of the day, that doesn't look to me like good preparation. And so I don't know what to make of the Falcons, but the Chargers, I mean, Justin Herbert didn't even throw for 150 yards in that game. I think it's a sign of a good team when you can somehow survive and get a victory, you know? So I made this number against the Chiefs 3. And it opened up 4, and I talk about paying a premium for the Lions. You know, for years, we've been paying a premium on the Kansas City Chiefs. The odds makers know they will never have to beg for Chiefs money in the near future. So I think that number was set a little high intentionally at 4 when they opened up. Again, when I crunch my first set of numbers, I come to 2.5. I think the real number here, Joe, is 2.5 or 3 in favor of Kansas City. I think 3 might still be a take on the Chargers, and anything better than that, absolutely. I think I'd take the dog here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It feels like maybe an under, given what we've seen from these two offenses lately. Both Kansas City maybe struggle. It feels like a good divisional battle. I'm looking forward to seeing, because if the Chargers are as good as maybe we think they are, they can go to they need to go to Arrowhead and win a game. That's what they need to do, and I think that's will send a big message, Brady. And then, of course, I got a lot of people looking to fade the Bills this week against the Rams. Why? Well, they locked up the East. They're pretty much solidified here. What do we do? Are we thinking letdown spot? We've seen this in years past with Josh Allen and the Bills. They get that letdown. They lose 2 or 3 games, and we're like, what the hell is wrong with the Bills? Do we trust them this year in order to keep it rolling against the Rams?
Well, the number I thought was interesting opening up 3.5. I made it 4.5. And I'm on board with you that this doesn't look like a good spot for the Bills. We've seen the Rams be very good in spots like this at home. They did it against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, on the other hand, they laid an egg against the Miami Dolphins. But I think the Rams are a pretty darn good team. You know, they've had some good wins on the road. And just last week, I mean, it looked like the Saints were competitive as all get out. And then all of a sudden, the Rams won that game by a touchdown. That was pretty wild how they were able to survive that. So, I think they will give the Bills a good run here. I don't know if I'm going to be involved in this game because you're right. The situation screams Rams here, but my numbers say Bills, and that's understandable. The Rams don't have great numbers. The Bills do. I mean, I've got one set of numbers that says Bills by 8, but I know that's not right either. The Bills winning by 3 or 4 makes sense. I think the Rams winning outright makes sense. I don't have a strong opinion on this one, Joe, but I hear you loud and clear that it does not look like a good spot for Buffalo.
I hate the spot for them there. I do like the spot, however, for an over with Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Is it? Are we not getting points in this game, Brady?
Yeah, no, it's almost like these two teams become over teams, right?
It's crazy.
When was the last? I mean, Russell Wilson throws for 400 yards. What's going on? Jameis, God bless him. And I mean, the guy's the greatest quote in sports these days. And if you had the Broncos, God bless him as well, with the pick sixes in both the first half and the second half and the last interception to seal the deal. But yeah, I mean, that last time they played in the snow, and the game still went over the total. So I think I would have to go that direction.
Is Pittsburgh our AFC North champ, Brady?
Yes, I believe they are. I think overall they're Baltimore has better offense. Pittsburgh is better all around.
I agree. And all around matters. Brady Cannon, appreciate it as always. GTD is back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we are getting ready for a monster night here across the college basketball slate, as well as the NBA. Mix in 4 NHL games. You get ready for week 14 of the NFL season tomorrow night. And oh yeah, conference championships this weekend, week 15 of the college football season. And when you put it all together, Scotty Wetzel joining us, getting ready for a big night here of in-game live, Scotty. And my goodness, we got games everywhere here. NBA, college hoops. What a college basketball night. We currently have Baylor and UConn going at it, knotted up at 39 apiece here as they just started the second half. But give me a game you're looking at in college hoops here tonight.
That was one of them. I must say, I'm betting against UConn from here on out. I really am, Joe, unless they're playing some cupcake because, you know, I don't think the team is any good. Well, compared to last year, let's put it that way, and 2 years ago, obviously. A lot of losses. And now that all the officials hate the head coach, Hurley, you know, there's no reason to have any close games go their way. So anytime they're in a game like Baylor tonight, oh, yeah, I'm waiting. I'm praying for some close call, you know, final 10 seconds to go Baylor's way just to hear Hurley, you know, hurl some expletives after the game. It's getting to be great entertainment. So I mean, it's too
I love it's the only worth watching it. It's just waiting for him to his head to explode. Yeah. And it's must watch television. Scotty, I think it's great. What are we doing with Auburn and Duke tonight? Boy, the ACC has been getting crushed. The SEC has been hammering everybody. Are they good enough to beat Auburn?
I think we're going to get a little regression with that tonight. What do we have? One ACC team win last night. Clemson was the only one.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to stay away from the game as far as who's going to win or lose. I'm going to go under, Joe. I said it before, this Dookie Pukie team, they're an under team with John Shire as head coach. They really are. 5-2 this year under after going 23-13 under last season. So those are pretty good numbers. Add it all up, that's 28-15 under. 13 more unders than overs with him as head coach. Auburn loves to get up and down the court. You know, they've had 147 points in every single game except one this year, and that was a blowout. Otherwise, they could have. So, you know, I know they're going to try and push it, but that, you know, I like that even more to an under. When you know the Dukies are saying, all right, we can't get into a track meet with these guys. So let's really make a concerted effort to slow it down versus it being like a blowout game. Who cares? So give me the under. Auburn, believe it or not, 20-15 under last season as well. Slight under because their numbers are so high. So I like the under on that one, Joe. And I got to, like I was talking about the regression, I got to take Pittsburgh tonight, +5.5 at Mississippi State. Mississippi State, you know, 6-1, you know, good team. But this Pittsburgh team, like, the real deal. You know, they've beaten some good teams this year. West Virginia, Ohio State on the road the other day, LSU. They're in the NAT rankings, which I don't know what these rankings mean. All I know is they're number 5 in the country. So whatever it means, it's got to be pretty damn good if they're number 5 in the country. Yep. KenPom rankings, we all familiar with those. They're 13th. You're getting 5.5, too. You buy maybe by the hook, get it up to 6. That's a pretty good number. That's not 1 or 2. So give me Pittsburgh, albeit on the road, +5.5.
Yeah, and that Iowa State game, I think, should be interesting, too, against Marquette here. Marquette and Shaka Smart usually been pretty decent as a dog, but it feels like this Iowa State team, the defense, the pressure, the shooting, it feels like this is not a bad spot to get behind them here tonight.
Yeah, again, decent little number, 5.5. You know, I prefer this one, 2.5, 3. But bottom line is, you know, they're 22-2 at home, Joe, over the last two seasons. They don't lose at home, and that's where they are tonight.
Nope.
So they took Auburn down to the wire, 2-point loss in the Maui Invitational championship game last week. So my only concern is they've had a week off since then. You know, sometimes it's a little rusty, maybe lean towards the under, but I think with everything you said and done, give me Iowa State and hopefully some fouls late allows them to cover the 5.5-point spread.
All right, talk to me in the NBA here tonight. A couple of interesting games. Minnesota traveling to the Clippers tonight for one of the late night specials there. Clippers, no Norm Powell, kind of hard to get behind him in this spot. They did beat Portland last night, but so what? Who do you like in the game?
Yeah, this has got suspicious written all over, right? Minnesota is a 3-point road favorite. You know what? Clippers are playing great basketball. Surprisingly enough, they really are, but this is their third game in 4 nights, Joe. So what are you really going to get out of James Harden? You know, you cut up the head to kill the snake, right? He's clearly the head of this LA Clipper team, veteran player like he is, playing 3 games in 4 nights. That's why they're a home underdog tonight, and that's why I like the Minnesota. You know, rested, didn't play, played the 2 nights ago against the Lakers, killed the Lakers. That wasn't even a close game. So I'm getting a well-rested Minnesota team, maybe finally turning things around. They've won 2 in a row. Been a season-long struggle for them, only 10-10, but I like them tonight. And they've beaten the Clippers 6 of their last 7 meetings. So give me Minnesota tonight, laying a small price on the road.
Lay it with Minnesota here tonight. How about that Bucks and Atlanta team? Two teams that have finally gotten healthy, figured it out. Bucks laying 4.5 after taking it to Detroit last night. What do you think we get here?
Yeah, and it really good game, right? Atlanta's finally figured it out as well, Joe. They won 4 straight. I hate to go against the Hawks. I really do. But Milwaukee very quietly has won 9 of their last 10. It took them a few weeks to really get going, but they did for whatever reason. Like I said, 8-3 at home this season, despite all the struggles they've had. They're still 8-3 at home. So give me them. And I'm going to go with Brooklyn, another situational spot. Grabbing 2.5 at home against the Pacers. Fourth worst against the spread mark in the NBA. Does Indiana have? The Nets have one of the best at 13-8-1. And more importantly, Indiana playing their third game in 4 nights. So while the Nets, and they've lost 3 in a row, they've not played good basketball either. That's a tough spot for them.
No. One of the most frustrating teams this year, Indiana. Can't figure them out at all. Where?
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Where is all the scoring? Where was the fun team we watched a year ago there, Scotty? They've gone by the wayside. All right, stay there, Scotty. When we get back, we'll get a couple of picks in the NHL for you. And then, of course, get ready for what is going to be a huge night across the board here in all sports. We got much more to go before we close it out here. Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. We look to wrap up this edition together, not before we welcome back in our good friend Scotty Wetzel, who'll be taking over here in just a few minutes for In-Game Live. And we've got plenty of games tonight, Scotty. College hoops, NBA, and NHL, in fact. 4 games on the slate. And I talked to George Kurtz last hour, and you got to love it. I was hoping somebody would show up and give me a nice dog here tonight. And you got one with Anaheim, and I love this play. What are you thinking?
Yeah, you listen, you know what? I'm going to grab the Mighty Ducks, who are no longer mighty, but they're still the Ducks at home, getting plus 140 against Vegas. You know, it's not a bad little spot. I know who the heck wants to put their hard-earned American money on Anaheim, right? But you know what? The Ducks have actually been halfway decent of late. 6-4, Joe, their last 10 games. I know they got the second fewest goals in the league at 60. I get all that, but Vegas only 6-7 on the road, so nothing special on the road from them. They played last night, hard-fought, 1-0 emotional game against Edmonton. I mean, you're going from Edmonton to Anaheim, so natural letdown here for sure. Meanwhile, it's Anaheim's championship game for sure. Give me the Mighty Ducks. Why not plus the 140 against a mediocre on the road Vegas team?
And they are mediocre at, to say the least there. All right, what else do you got? I believe a total for the this is a terrible spot for Dallas, though, right, Scotty?
Yeah, I'm going to go under. Kings are pretty good. You know, you could go with the LA Kings.
Yep.
No qualms with that. But I'm going to go with the under just because last 5 meetings under. Dallas on a 5-0 under run. They're not scoring of late. So 5-0 under last 5 games between these two teams in LA as well. It all kind of points to a, 2-1, 3-1 type of game. So give it the under 5.5 Dallas and LA Kings.
I love it. All right. Going to be a huge night here, Scotty. You will pass the reins off here in a couple of minutes. Enjoy it. Appreciate the time as always here as in-game live is coming up, guys, here as soon as we're done. And we've got plenty more to go over here tonight. So you have no need for you to go anywhere, really, quite honestly here. We've got you covered on the Sports Grid Network as we are watching Baylor and UConn. What a game back and forth in Storrs, Connecticut here. 48-45, UConn on top, about 14 minutes to go in the game. Number 15, Baylor. Number 25, UConn, two-time defending champs, finally at home. And they are going to be tested once again here with this Baylor Bears team. Also underway, North Carolina and Alabama. We've been telling you about that ACC and SEC challenge, one that has been, there hasn't really been a challenge. It's been all SEC. But North Carolina and Alabama going back and forth. Alabama on top, 38-28. First half, about 3 minutes to go. That game, we were laughing at the total earlier, 176.5, 177. In-game total right now, 172.5. So many things have to go right for you to get to 180 points without overtime in a college basketball game. So it's going to be interesting to see if any defense gets played whatsoever in this game. But right now, Bama up 10, 38-28. We mentioned earlier, too, that we loved Florida and the over tonight, even playing Virginia, who is the second, I believe, the slowest tempo team or the second slowest tempo team in the country. We all know Virginia is not in a rush to score. They pride themselves on defense. First one to 50 wins. 133 was that total here tonight. We were hoping Virginia could get to 50. I don't know that that's going to be a problem because they've got 30 points already. 37-30 right now. In-game total, 144.5. Florida was laying 17 in that game. So they are going to have a little more work to do come the second half. We're getting ready for Marquette, Iowa State to tip off. That should be a fantastic game as well. Also, Kansas and Creighton, number one Kansas, laying 4 on the road against the Creighton Blue Jays. Big spot for Creighton. Will they be able to get it done? So much great college basketball still to come here tonight, culminating with the late night special. Oregon taking on USC. Don't be afraid to lay it with Oregon. They are a top 5 team as far as I'm concerned. Looking to bet them in the future market. Can't wait for the big for the Final Four, the Elite Eight. Can't wait for In-Game Live because that's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow here.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,